Good afternoon. Welcome to Turnout Radio on CIUT 89.5 FM. I'm Nicole Inica Hamilton, back to open up with you about the latest on the dance scene and the heart of what moves us. It's so good as always to be back with you on this Wednesday afternoon. Thank you for tuning in to this dance space. Well, folks, as we enter into the space this afternoon, I'm considering the rhythm, the heartbeat, and the spirit of what moves us individually and collectively, and also how each of these intersections inform this word legacy. I read this quote recently by author, motivational speaker, and youth advocate Carlos Wallace, which said that in the symphony of existence, our actions compose the melody of our legacy. Coming up on today's broadcast, we'll be talking about legacy as Dance Immersion celebrates its 30th year anniversary. Joining me on the show is Vivian Scarlett, award-winning Dance Immersion founder and global engagement advisor, and Tamia Wharton Surrey, Dance Immersion curator and executive director. So, folks, stay tuned and stay locked in right here on CIUT 89.5 FM. We're going to take a break and be right back with Vivian and Tamia right after this. Welcome back to Turnout Radio on CIUT 89.5 FM. I'm Nicole Inica Hamilton. Vivian Scarlett is an administrator, choreographer, and instructor whose artistic goals and aspirations are rooted in the love of dance. She is the founder and global engagement advisor for Dance Immersion, an organization that presents, produces, and supports dancers and dances of the African diaspora while providing a number of diverse programs for children and adults. Joining her on the show today is Tamia Wharton Surrey, Dance Immersion curator and executive director. Now, for decades, she has studied, performed, taught, curated, produced, programmed, administrated, and advocated for dance in Canada. And it's my true honor to welcome them both to the show. Vivian and Tamia, welcome to Turnout Radio. It's so good to be here with both of you. How are you doing?
Good. Hi.
Well. Yes. Thank you for having us.
It's truly my pleasure. I'm in my happy place today. I just want to say that I'm in my happy place because anytime I get to be, look at my face is already hurting from smiling. Anytime I get an opportunity to be around the Dance Immersion folks, it's this wonderful sense of not only community, but love. I'm just going to say it. It truly is. And so it's my honor to welcome you both to the show. And a happy belated Mother's Day to both of you.
Thank you.
You.
You're welcome. So how are you both doing on this Wednesday afternoon? How is today greeting you, Vivian?
Good. Good. Give thanks. You know, alive, breathing, have a place to stay, have food to eat. What more do you need? Give thanks.
Giving thanks. Yes. Yes, indeed. Tamia, how's today greeting you?
Same here. Grateful for another day, grateful for some sunshine, a little bit, and for the ability to be able to move forward today.
Yeah, and moving forward is a lot of what's going to be within the scope of what we're talking about today, because the celebration is on Thursday, June 6th. Dance Immersion will be celebrating its 30th year anniversary. 30 years. 30 years. And we're going to be celebrating at the Meridian Arts Center's Lyric Theater. We're going to be talking about that Gallup fundraising event coming up on the show. But before we do that, I want to take a step back, if I may. Let's go back, Vivine, to 1994. Let's go back, shall we, to baby Vivine. Let's visit baby Vivine. In 1994, when Dance Immersion was founded and in its infancy, when you revisit and think about that season, what were some of the considerations you had as Dance Immersion was being birthed into the community?
It was a drive. It was something that was needed in the community and that I was driven to do. So there was no time to really consider what it was to, what had to be done and all the work that had to go into it. It just, you were just driven because I wanted to dance. I love dance and saw the need of things that needed to be in place for us to progress. So it was a drive.
You know, what comes to me, Vivine, is something that you've said to me many times over the years. I've had the great privilege of being mentored by you and taught by you. And something that you said comes up for me very often on this show. You have said that nothing can be done without community, that it's important that we have community around us. And I'm curious to know, when you look back at 94, what did community look like for you in the way of the building of Dance Immersion? What support did you have?
In terms of, in looking at community and dance, number one, it was the art that drove it, because we had a community of vibrant performers, dancers, drummers, musicians, artists, theater people. You know, so that was community. So it was already there. What was lacking were those platforms, those institutions, those resources that would allow us to express our chosen art forms from ourselves, from, you know, what was important to us, our cultural background, how we evolved from there to here and back again, maybe, you know. So it was, the community was already there, the infrastructure not so much, but there were people before me who were also doing it. We have to consider what was happening before us. We know what the challenges are we are going through. Imagine what it was for the ones who came before us. So knowing, you know, just, I really went to people before me, like Jean Sheen, you know, the people in the community who were doing it, you know, who assisted me in moving forward in what I wanted to do in the community, because they had already galvanized and gathered the community. So it was now to, how do I carry that on, you know, or how do I become more a part of it? So it was community. And as it built, the community was my family. You know, they were there stuffing envelopes and doing all these little nitty gritty things that had to be done. And it just grew from there. It's like the law of attraction sort of thing. You know, people come, you seek people, you ask questions, the answer is yes or no. So you continue.
You know, I'm mindful of something that Jason Samuel Smith, outstanding tap dancer, has said before, which is, when we're thinking about community, that we are celebrating those who come before us and that we continue to say their names, mm-hmm. being mindful of the impact they have had on the work that we're doing now. And so I really appreciate that about Dance Immersion and you, Vivine, because that has been a constant driving force that you are constantly interrogating and reminding us to think about the people who have come before us and who've done the work before us.
Yeah, it's important because when you're young, you think everything is about you. I too thought the world was about me and I was going to change it all by myself. But reality kicks in and you realize we're more than just us. We are a whole.
Yes. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. And Tamia, I want to come to you. Let's share with our audience, when were your first beginnings, your first introduction to dance immersion?
So I was a very new professional dancer with Cannes Ballet Dance Theater. I was also a student at York University's dance program at the time, and was privileged enough to have the opportunity to dance with Ronald Taylor's Cannes Ballet Dance Theater. And so I believe it was Dance Immersion's second ever showcase, maybe in the first or second. Cannes Ballet was in there and I was on the stage. And I remember being part of the struggle, but from a different end. I was sort of beginning my professional career. But because I was also part of a generation that, you know, we were dancers that helped the companies we danced with grow beyond showing up for rehearsals and shows we were paid for. We did all sorts of other volunteer activities because we wanted to see this company grow, and it benefited us too. It's a mutual exchange. It's always a call and response, growing together. And so I was able to benefit from being mentored by Ronald, but then seeing Vivien starting this thing called Dance Immersion, and that we got to perform at Harborfront Center because of that work. And as Vivien says, those who were there before, Sandra Whiting, Jean Sheen, those who were opening those doors in those spaces as well. And so getting to see, while I was in it, but see the development of these organizations, companies, collectives, just group activity, was part of my early 20s. And so very early 20s. And so that had an immeasurable impact on me. But even going back before that, I have to shout out, since we're talking about legacy, Kai Nermaya Patanta, who I had met when I was 15 years old. He came to my school. We were a large school and there were only 20 of us Black kids. And he worked for the Board of Education and would come and give us not only history lessons, but guest speakers and things to help keep our self-esteem, self-worth, our knowledge up. And we would volunteer with schools. And so there was always this knowledge and lesson about we have to contribute to the community. All of us have to in order for it to be strong. And so as Dance Immersion developed over the years, I was periodically given opportunities, which were wonderful, whether it was, you know, in studio showcase, performing on the stage with Ronald, doing the Legacy Leaders administrative course work and developing that with Kai and delivering that. But over the years, sort of always staying connected to Dance Immersion in some way, receiving opportunities, but also the things we do behind the scenes where you shout out the organization or the founder, you whisper their names in rooms where they're not there, you try to get other people involved. That's part of it. You don't need to always contribute money and even time if you just say their names in rooms where opportunities might come to them. And so doing that over the years and just watching the organization grow and thrive and other staff members to Dance Immersion coming in, and including Cassandra Belafonte and many others who just helped the organization grow, and just being a privilege, I keep saying that, to sort of be alongside and witness, participate in, et cetera, the building of the legacy.
And within that legacy, presentation, incubation, and education have all been integral in dance immersion's space. One of the things that I'm considering as you're sharing, Tamia, is the importance of the circle of conversation that has been happening with dance immersion, and in particular, the meaning of the Bantaba circle. Can you talk about that concept, Vivine, and how it has informed the work that dance immersion does?
Bantaba, a gathering place for people to come to discuss life, a gathering place for elders to, you know, pass on knowledge. So just following that tradition, and it's the same thing. We gather to share knowledge, to learn from one another, to pass on and encourage. I think we always try to make it not about complaining all the bad things that happen, but how we are moving forward and what it is that we need to support us while we do that. Often things do come up because life and experiences is just that, but we can help each other through that in positive ways on how to move it forward. And we're not going to stick on it, and we ain't going to worry about it until it's really deep. Then we gather everybody.
Yes. Yeah. There's something quite special about that, Vivine and Tamia, about this gathering space where we can honor celebration as well.
Definitely. I think the notion of this community space and how that expanded during the pandemic, I was grateful for, to include, you know, the sort of the online and folks who might not be able to make it in together. But those spaces, whether it's one-on-one talking with artists that dance immersion does all the time, nonstop, to the physical gathering spaces where we gather, whether it's to talk, to watch, engage with, learn, or those online spaces, whatever that means, this sense of community sharing, and as Vivine said, what's always attracted me to dance immersion or sort of was very in line with how I operate is that, yes, there are things we need to get off our chest. It's healthy not to keep it locked in, but moving forward, I don't mean moving on by just sweeping it to the side, but so then let's gather and talk about the solution part. Okay, this is an issue. Where are we going? And how can we each contribute to that together? And it might be in the form of, again, you attend, you listen, and it might take a while for you to digest and figure out what your role in community might be, which shifts over time as well. But knowing that there is this space, when I say space, dance immersion as a space, as a concept of a space, that you can return to, ask questions, find different home or space in the home at different times in your career has always been something that I think is really the most wonderful part of dance immersion. Because for those of us who came from environments where there were hardly any, if any, people who were like us, whether it's school environments, work environments, community environments, having a space where there are folks who you don't have to say anything all the time. You nod and they know. Or when you're talking about your experiences and the way, the tilt of the head, the nod of the head, they know. You know that they are understanding where you're coming from. So this to me is that sense of community or dance immersion as a community space.
is one thing that stands out for you about what you've learned about community during your time with Dance Immersion?
One of the things that really stands out is learning about a change in how I might define community. You know, there's this sense, as Vivian said, maybe when you're younger, you're gonna gather everybody and everybody's gonna come on side and it's all gonna, you know, it's all gonna happen because everybody agrees and knows this is necessary. But learning through the day by day practical action that your community can be a much smaller group. It can come in the form of those who show up. So you might have this idea of, oh, we needed this person and we needed that person and we needed this, and that's going to be the team. And it doesn't mean you're wrong that that might be a strong team, but I have learned that community is those who are going to be there. They're going to be there day in and day out.
Yes. And Vivian, I see you nodding. What are your thoughts?
Exactly the same. Show up, do the work, despite, you know, what the challenges are. And it's not so much I've looked at things that I've sacrificed. This is what I wanted to do. This is what I chose to do. So I'm going to deal with the challenges and the obstacles and all those things that come in front of you to make you go, what really am I doing? You know, but you just keep moving on.
I love the way that you both have said that. It's the moving on and moving forward while also being mindful of where we're at. Is so important. This word community has come up as almost like a theme in our conversation, and I think is brilliantly inserted in the ethos of who and what Dance Immersion is. Vivian, as you have been traveling and journeying throughout the years, what comes up for you when you look at the journey of Dance Immersion? What stands out for you?
We are part of a whole, because no matter where I go and talk to dance artists, people, you know, it's life. It's about life. Bottom line, how you express it, if you express it through art or some other form. You know, you're a doctor, a lawyer, whatever it is, it's about life and how we come together, share, make it work, like how the sun shines and the rain falls and the dirt is there, like we're all a part of the system, you know, and it's when we click together and we do come together and it's so beautiful, like when Tamia said yes. And the whole thing with her coming together, like you say, I think it was during the pandemic, and for whatever reason, we were talking on, you know, online, and she was right there in front of me, you know, and it is the rain that brought out the sun. That's all I can explain. We all work together. There's a thing that happens. Look at my hands. There's a thing. There's a thing that is going on that is so much more deeper than we think, you know. And if we would just relax and, you know, go with the flow, so to speak, it all falls into place. But we're so busy trying to make it happen, thinking it's all about us, not knowing we're being directed, and this is, you know, and there's lessons, yes, for us to learn, but that's the hard part.
Yeah.
You know, that's the hard part.
Yeah. Can I jump in for a sec, actually, to piggyback off of what Vivian was saying? I think Well, two things. The sense of we use the word community, and I really do think of dance immersion as a community space, but always recognizing that there are communities of dancers who we connect with. It's not one group. I think we can get really stuck in thinking, no, this is the dance community. There are so many. And even in your own city, there are so many. There's folks who are not necessarily group joiners, but we connect with them in an individual level. Youth, connecting them with established choreographers. We do that on a regular basis. So there's communities of dancers and artists we connect with under this sort of umbrella, it feels like, of that Vivian has created this dance immersion as a community space, but meaning communities can come in and engage together. So I just wanted to make that note. But then, as Vivian says, we're being guided. It's, you know, we think we have all this control, but if we step back and remember, we're dancers. Everything we do is from this dance lens. For me, dance is the art. It's the ancient art of embodied communication. So if we release what we're trying to force and remember that this embodied communication is how we thrive, then you just start connecting. You recognize the connections. The connections are often put in front of us. Sometimes we don't recognize them. We're not paying proper attention. But if we release, and sometimes it has to be something like the pandemic where we're all exhausted beyond anything, everybody. And there's this, you can't force, you can't hang on. Stuff just sinks in and we start to release and remember the universal connection between us all, and then answers can come.
Vivian, to me, it was beautifully speaking about this embodiment, the embodiment that must be considered. And as you have been traveling, moving through your own journey, embodying the work, the spirit of what you do, how did you know when and where? We were speaking about being directed. How did you know when and where the time was for you to now begin to hand over the torch?
I think over the years, maybe within the last maybe 9 years, I kind of wanted to, but couldn't see how. And just making, just insecure, still holding on, still wanting to let go, that sort of thing. I think I was ready when Cassandra left, and how devastated I was when she left, and thought, it's going to be too much for me to do it all over again. Not that I have to do it all over again, but you know, the training of it, pandemic happened, was away. And I think it was good. I was in Ghana, which took me out of the forest so I could see the trees and sort of sit back and look at what dance immersion was, where do I fit in, what do I really want to do with it, and the things that were happening in the world, which brought us together in different ways. And like I said earlier, Timmy and I were speaking, the bell went off, and it was like, yeah, was really ready to let go. Then Miss Tamia comes in. Well, I had a big idea of a 3-year training mentoring. Miss Tamia comes in and she just, you know, she just said, okay, this, that. And I did not, it wasn't like I stood up and went, hey, how come you're, well, it wasn't like, it was like, oh God, why haven't I done this earlier? You know what I mean? Because I could see her taking it and putting her stamp on it and moving it in a direction that it needs to go. You know, I like mail things, and I use paper and pen, and we had like grants that you had to photo. Do you know what I mean? It's a new day. And this young woman, Tamia Warren Suri, has taken it on full force. And it was, and I just really, some days it's like, they'll ask me a question. It's like, you know, I want to say, don't bother me, deal with it yourself, right? Because that's how comfortable I am. You know, so I know it's right. It feels right. She's doing a great job. She has the heart of community. You know, when we speak, a lot of times she'll say something that I'm like, oh, I was just thinking about that this morning. So it's like, yeah. So it was like, okay, that's what, you know, the universe wants. That's what the creator has given. And here we go.
Yes. The heart of community. How does that make you feel, Tamia, to hear those words from Vivian?
Well, it's a full honor. That's the word that comes out. Even when I had a full-time job when Vivian had asked me about dance immersion, and I had earlier been had conversations with Vivian because I had started getting into presenting, and Vivian was always so welcoming, like, oh, there's another one of us doing it. This is great. You know, I want to highlight that because a lot of founders sometimes can be territorial, but Vivian's just been waiting for others to come and help out too, because it's so much work. And so as soon as I said, oh, Vivian, I'm going to be starting presenting, and I'm ready. It was all, yeah, great. It was all fantastic. There's somebody else. There's more, but you know, there's another person adding to the presenting dance table. And then, so a few years go by, and then when we spoke, I had another job that did have an end date to it, but I was in the thick of it. So it was automatically an honor. I tried to think about also how is this all going to work. And then as soon as I started, I think Vivian, you only called me bossy twice. I think it was only twice. That's good. But I can surprise people because I tend to be very quiet and smiley, but very forceful. So it can be a shock. But it was such an honor to, again, as you've said, Nicole, have somebody just sort of open the doors, you know, and welcome you in and just go, oh, okay. and it's been, again, there's all sorts of, yes, learning that takes place, but mostly it's a building together. I think every time it's a very, I think a colonial concept of replacement, like you can never replace Vivian. Of course I can't. No one can replace somebody else. We're all bringing something so different to the table. So I would never try to replace Vivian. I can't be Vivian. And, you know, it's a different time because Vivian filled a huge gap in creating dance immersion. And there's still, the gap is different. It's different because community needs change, because generationally things change in society. And so it's not about replacement. It was never about replacement. It's about legacy. And I consider legacy the impact. So taking the impact that Vivian has made with dance immersion and doing my best to continue, yes, but then keep seeing where things are changing and how we can adapt. So it's been an honor, but also one of sharing, I think, a journey of sharing.
What's on your mind as you move the company forward?
Well, yeah, a few things. It's a great question because vision-wise, there's sort of a couple of different prongs, right? There's the continuing the legacy, the things like the in-studio showcase, the showcases, all the things that Vivian has built in the workshop series and all those things that bring different generations together. recognizing too that when dance immersion was growing and developing, there were more Black dance companies full time, and the landscape is different. And so there's a lot of independent artists wanting to get their visions, their stories, their choreographies off the ground. And so, and there's more because of those earlier dance companies, and because of dance immersion, there's more, there are more artists out there doing, young artists doing the work because of those previous dance companies and dance immersion all across the country. And so there's more folks. It's like, so how do we not spread ourselves too thin? Mm-hmm. And that's the part that I think for always for dance immersion has done well, and I want to keep doing well, is to not bow to pressure, to stay true to your vision, because you can't be everything to everyone. There are many needs in all dance communities. Dance needs, yes. But focusing on what we're good at, the legacy that's been built, growing that while keeping an eye on what's happening out there and the changes, to try to help more independent artists or more small companies want to grow into bigger ones. So that vision that I see is meeting today's challenges, which are, it's a lot of work getting more resources to then, when I say resources, I'm talking about money and space, and to put into the artist's hands. And then from there, what about expertise? If we have less dance companies, that means the artists who are creating work didn't necessarily have the same amount of training, of practical training. So then, oh, can we use those resources to then connect them with outside eyes, dramaturgs, musical directors? So envisioning that extra layer of resource support so that their work can be stronger. And I recently added to the sort of a tagline for dance immersion that sort of encompasses that vision. It's that it's dance immersion's always been doing this work, but putting words to it, it's expanding our role as the home for the production of exceptional new Black Canadian dance work. So that's my vision, to keep growing that. It's been what dance immersion's been doing, sometimes quietly. Let's say it out loud, and let's try to pull in even more resources to help artists strengthen their work so that we can be, again, that home, a home, because there's multiple homes across the country and elsewhere, but a home for the production of exceptional new Black Canadian dance work.
Yeah, I echo everything, and not just at home, but around the world. This is the thing that we need to keep connecting to one another around the world and learn historical and present day information about each other. I mean, it just only informs who we are and what we do.
As we talk about community being beyond arbitrary borders, Vaveen, let's talk about the international work that you are doing as a global engagement advisor. How is that work involved with dance immersion?
From the get-go, the vision has always been a global community of dance. I mean, we come from the Caribbean. I studied dances from West Africa for many, many years. You know, the connection in the UK, different connections all over the place. But the universal language of dance is just incredible. So from the beginning, it was important to have connections around the world in different places and connect with like-minded individuals, companies, organizations that have the same goal, the same drive. Mercy in the UK has been very important. Also the IABD, the International Association of Blacks in Dance, that really first connected me to a lot of people that I only read about in books, that I dreamed of, that who inspired me. I actually went to these conferences and met them, sat down and had real conversations with him, went to Elio Pomare's house, went, you know, and he really assisted me. A lot of those people assisted me when I first started out in how to write contracts or what to put in contracts, especially when you're dealing with international people. Learned so much. My trip to Ghana just really brought me home to the arts, period. And connecting our community to this global artistic expression has always been important. And now that Dance Immersion has legs and Miss Tamia is taking it off running, I really have time to concentrate on those people and those institutions, companies who have also been growing and building for 30 years. So it's another exciting time and journey for me.
Which I think, Vivien, speaks to this intergenerational, this continued intergenerational nature of learning, that sharing within community, the work that you're doing. I think that it speaks to that. Now, Tamia mentioned earlier, and you've mentioned it too, Vivien, the communities within community. I think this, what's truly beautiful about the engagement work that you're doing and that Dance Immersion is doing, is it is allowing for us to engage across borders. That we're not, although this is a Canadian-based organization, that there is no stop there at borders. It is bringing us together in engagement, in discussion, in dance, in spiritual conversations as well.
When you talk about borders, when you're on the internet, I don't need a visa. And I don't have to cross, you know, spend all this money. That's a portion of it. But even when we talk about borders, just standing there, who puts up these borders? What do these borders mean? What, you know, how does it stop me from engaging with someone else to finding out how we live, you know, and how we move in the world? What has history has brought us to think about ourselves and how we change it if we want to change it, you know? So we limit ourselves when we think of the restrictions that somebody else puts on us and forgetting that we are free spirits. Yes, there are. Yes, yes. Come back to reality. Yes, yes. The visas and plane tickets and stuff. But we have to start within us and knowing, you know, that these connections have been made. Catherine Dunham, Pearl Primus, they traveled the world back in the day. But it's just a different time. You know, we have the world literally at our fingertips. Mm. You know, yes. What an advantage, you know, what what a great thing when you see it that way and you don't see it as a challenge, but as the vision that, yeah, I'm going to get there. And things knock you over, but you get up and you keep going. And people, because everybody has the same goal. We all want to succeed. We all want to build. We all want to do that, you know? And when we come together, oh, it's so amazing. So amazing.
Yes. Yes, indeed. Yes, it is. And speaking of coming together, can we talk about the 30th anniversary gala? Thursday, June 6th, Dance Immersion will be celebrating the 30th year anniversary at the Meridian Arts Center. This is in Lyric Theater at 5040 Young Street. This celebration is going to include not only performances, a short film screening, a reception, but the opportunity for us to celebrate that word legacy and celebrate Blacks in dance. And so to me, I want to come to you. I want to hear your thoughts on what is coming up as we look towards June 6th.
Yeah, we are so excited. The, you know, it started with, you know, I'm asking Vivien, who do you want to participate? And no, we can't include all of them. So there was a much longer list than of folks than, you know, that Vivien wanted to include than we could. But as you say, it's not only an international gathering, it's an intergenerational gathering because of that thought of legacy. So we wanted to do a gala dance immersion style, which means, you know, there's going to be a performances. We have Nicole Ineke Hamilton as our host, as our master of ceremonies. And we have, you know, Dr. H. Patton coming from Jamaica and the UK to deliver us a wonderful keynote address. And we have Artists in Motion, a young local dance group. We have Zab Mbungu, Canadian international legend in dance. And we have Jamal Barnes, who is another international legend in dance. We have Bembo Bangura, dance and music legend, coming New York by way of Guinea. And we have a film that's been commissioned on Vivien Scarlett by Ella Cooper, very short film screening for the show. And there will be a ceremony. We are putting in a legacy transition ceremony. You will see Vivien Scarlett performing on the stage very briefly in this ceremony. It's a ceremony. And it's really important to us to celebrate that intergenerational and international legacy that Dance Immersion is continuing. And there, as you mentioned, is a celebration afterward. DJ dancing, mingling, talking, coming together, silent auction, wonderful groups have donated items. You know, it's just going to be a blast. And you can find out more at danceimmersion.ca/gala. Gala's got its own tab. But we just can't wait. This has been something that's been in the works for 30 years, and we get to celebrate Vivien and all that Vivien has done.
To see Goma, who's also going to be there performing.
Yeah.
It's the third generation of a Goma. So to me, that is like, okay, it's continuing, you know? So it started 30 years ago and it's third generation. So looking forward to that as well.
Yeah. And there'll be former board and staff members of the organization taking a bow. And as Vivien says, Goma, drum and dance, third generation. Yeah, amazing. Just amazing.
Yes, I'm looking so forward to it and truly honored to be the master of ceremonies. I'm so looking forward to celebrating with the both of you. And I must say, as we come to a close of today's interview, truly again, just how much of a blessing It has been. And I know I'm not just speaking for myself here when I say this. How much of a blessing it has been to observe, to witness, to be within, to share, to engage, to learn from dance immersion. Truly a blessing to learn from you, Vivian Scarlett, and to learn from you, Tamia Wharton Surrey. I am excited again to move forward with all of you as we continue to celebrate the legacy, the spirit of Blacks in dance. My great, great thanks to the both of you. And as we do close, I'd love to come to you, Vivian. Your thoughts on this word, legacy.
Legacy is something that we carry on. Legacy is something that we all build. And legacy is something that will keep us moving forward, knowing that we stand on shoulders that are supporting and expecting us to move forward.
Yes, yes. Mia.
I love that you said expecting, Vivian. I think that's often a key that we're missing, that we don't know or aren't taught. Mm. Those shoulders are expecting us to stand on them. We must step forward and step on them. They're waiting. They're waiting. And this idea of legacy is stepping into your power. Knowing that your power is supported by ancestors from way back and right here. And so it's this group power that comes together, but you have your individual power voice that you bring. Step into it, step forward. If we are afraid, we will not create those lasting legacies. And so it's to remember to be inspired by those who have come before, to not be afraid to step onto the shoulders that have been waiting for you.
Yes, yes. Oh, beautiful, both of you. Vivian Scarlett, Tamia Wharton Surrey, thank you for all that you pour into the hearts of the many. Appreciate you both so greatly. Thank you for joining me on Turnout Radio. Such an honor.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Turnout Radio on CIUT 89.5 FM. I'm Nicole Inika Hamilton. Well, that's it for today's broadcast. I want to thank my guests, Vivian Scarlett and Tamia Wharton Surrey, for joining me on the show. What a pleasure it was to be in conversation with both of them today. And folks, we want to remind you on Thursday, June 6th, Dance Immersion will celebrate its 30th year anniversary at the Meridian Art Center's Lyric Theater. That's at 5040 Yonge Street in North York, with a gala fundraising event. We hope to share space with you that evening. You can learn more and purchase tickets at danceimmersion.ca. Technical production of today's broadcast was facilitated by the absolutely fabulous Brittany Vaughn. Thank you for joining us. Join us again next week for more of Turnout Radio right here on CIUT 89.5 FM as we explore the heart of what moves us. I'm Nicole Inika Hamilton. I hope your week finds you turning out to dance.